Well, it's 5:16, 5:16 a.m. Central African Time, on this early, mashallah, beautiful Monday morning, on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Whilst we are waiting for our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Well, remember, today is the 11th of Safar, 1445. 11th of Safar, 1445. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafizahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Monday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses 61 and 62. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, can you draw a comparison between these two categories and two groups of people? One, أَفَمَوْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا. So what? The person to whom we have given him our promise. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his majesty, authority and sovereignty. Only we can do this. Who can make the sun rise and the sunset? Who can give life and death? Who can give honor and disgrace? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Afamawadnahu. So what? Hamza for istifham. The first letter you see there is an interrogative, a question. So what, the person to whom we have given the promise, wa'adan hasana, a good promise, a great promise, fahuwa laqi, he will surely meet it, meaning he will lead a good, serene, pure life in this world, and jannat al-firdaus al-a'la in the year after, man amila saliham min zakarin aw unsa, wa huwa mu'minun, falanuhiyan. Then male or female who has true iman and they do righteous deeds and they continue with the righteous deeds, for them this worldly life is such that it is a pure life, a chaste life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will surely reward them, and in this world and the year after will be the maximum handsome reward because of their deeds and actions. So the reward will be the handsome, optimum, maximum reward. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verse number 97. So we see Almighty Allah speaking of that. So he or she will definitely meet that. كَمَمْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاءَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now the second group, the second category, can you compare them with those people who are committing kufr, blasphemy, committing shirk, polytheism, idol worship? كَمَمْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ, like that person to whom we gave the benefit, we gave him some benefit. مَتَاءَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that is the dirty rags, the wretched life of this worldly life, and we gave them some things to play with. So now that person feels, I'm a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, and the people are looking up to me. But the more Almighty Allah gives him, the more entrenched he becomes in his shirk and polytheism, idol worship, and in blasphemy. Summa. Thereafter, who are the same person who was the enemy of Almighty Allah, the enemy of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thumma, subsequently, that same person, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day when everybody will stand up, Qiyamah, to stand up, the day of resurrection, the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. من المحضرين, they will be presented to the punishment. Now they are saying, they are mature, there will be the interrogation, the court case, they will be found guilty, and they will be charged, and they will admit there are no mitigating circumstances. We the Muslims, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe, when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, then it is Rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, and a person is dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, Allah forbid, Allah protect us, then it is Adalam min Allahi Azza wa Jalla, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Today people are now relying on their idols, relying on their political system, relying on this one and that one. One creation, relying and placing and pinning their hopes on another creation. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, and that day he Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make the announcement to them and announce to them. فَيَقُولْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ, where are my so-called associates? Where are my so-called partners? You said God got partners. You said he's got a son, he's got daughter, he's got a partner. So where are all of them? Bring them to me. Kuntum tazumun, which you were considering, believing, thinking. So obviously there's nothing like that. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, chapter 112. He Almighty Allah is one and alone, is totally independent. He's not the father of anyone, he's not the child of anyone, he does not have any partners and associates, and there's none on par with him, none equal to him. See how beautifully Almighty Allah has described himself. Today, alhamdulillah, we know it is the 11th of Safar, so let's take you around the world with the news, views and interviews, locally, nationally, globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number one, remember France is starting their nonsense all over again. So they told the Muslim young girls that when the academic year starts on the 1st of September and beginning September, you cannot wear your abayas. You see, above the clothing, then our Muslim women must wear another robe, another cloak and so forth. They say no religious symbols allowed in France, because France is a secular country. So when will France pay the reparations for the occupation and the rape and murder of the 130 years occupation in Algeria? When will they pay all the reparations for the looting, plundering, the 75 years occupation there, you must remember, in Tunisia? Therefore, O Niger, O you, Burkina Faso and Mali, you did the best thing. You kicked out these French, and now Niger kicked out their ambassador also. Well done. You must kick all these whiteys out who just come there and loot, who come and loot and plunder our countries and our resources. So that is France. Second one, we go to Israel, the apartheid, rogue terrorist Nazi regime. They are foreign minister made a big announcement. that he made the Libyan foreign minister there in Rome. So remember, that Libyan minister is suspended, and it seems within 3 days she will be suffering some punishment and consequences. So the people in Libya are in a rage and in a fury. Remember, we don't want nothing to do with the haramis, with the super terrorists called Israel. The only thing they understand is to steal and occupy and murder. Every day they are stealing, occupying our land and murdering our innocent people. So what normalization are we really talking about? And then number three, remember this, America, Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, does not make a noise. So you must remember, Florida, you next. Today is Monday and Tuesday afternoon. Hurricane coming your way, and the people will brace themselves for the chastisement, divine punishment, and directly from Almighty Allah. You no superpower. You are a zero power. You can't even beat Taliban. Taliban gave you such a thrashing and whooping. You and your grandchildren and grandfathers will remember that. So the biggest defeat in the history of America against 48 countries coalition, and that was mentioned by Trump, the worst defeat in America's history. Saudi Arabia, another kufr and a non-Muslim regime run by MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the enemy of Islam. So Sheikh Mohammed Al-Ghamidi tweeted that, why are you arresting the ulama, the Muslim scholars and so forth? So for that alone, remember that there is death penalty for him. And our Naledi Pandor, Minister of Foreign Affairs, International Affairs, is intervening. And very good, I sent it out to all the groups and Telegram and that yesterday. She's saying this is unacceptable what you are doing, Saudi Arabia. Now let us see what's happening in America. The Republicans say they want to impeach Biden. Why? Because Biden was involved and is involved in so many financial crimes, bribery, corruption, and so forth. Now imagine the corruption they are involved in. Trump, now you know they arrested Trump last week, right? So Trump said, let me turn the negative into a positive. So Trump rakes in $7.1 million after his arrest. That is Trump, you see. So he says, arrest me and fingerprint me, and I will go to the American whiteys and tell them I am Muslim, I'm oppressed, they don't want, I must participate in next year's election. So the American masses are asses. You know that, and they just believe whatever they see on their TV. They said, yes, Trump is our man. So that is how you must remember the circus carries on. You see, I told you, America is polarized. You must remember that, by politics, by religion, by race. Now you get one whitey. This white guy is 21 years old. He goes and puts in bullets three African black people, and he murders them cold-blooded murder. And remember, that is in your America, and he's a 21-year-old whitey, and then he commits suicide. So if this is not terrorism, then what? But they will never use the word terrorism. They will say, no, it's a hate crime, and so forth and so on. The Houthis, they are there in Yemen, the Kufar Shia. So they kill 10 people or more there in Yemen. So again, things are getting hot there. Remember, in Yemen, it's a poor country, but you must remember that there are so many groups there. So you don't know who's who in the zoo there, actually. Then Russia, and you must remember Iran and Saudi Arabia pulled off something very smart. So now one train is moving now. So you must remember, from Russia via Iran and then to Saudi. So that's a good move, you must remember. Your Muslim countries, Putin is a big harami, remember that. But he's defeating Ukraine, America, NATO and so forth. So you know, rather deal with the enemy you know than with the enemy, you don't know. So therefore, we support Putin. Not that Putin is a good guy, but remember, we know about his atrocities. But when it comes vis-a-vis to Ukraine and NATO and America, there we support him. So now, you Muslim countries, it's better for you to rather cooperate with him, with Russia and BRICS, than cooperating with America. You know what America is doing, that they want you just to fall in line and make normalized ties with the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Ethiopia and Egypt, they're discussing, because why? That Ethiopia has said they're building a $1 billion dam, and now Egypt are very, very worried, Sudan are very, very worried that this might now infringe upon them, and maybe maybe they will not have sufficient water and so forth and so on. Modi ji came to South Africa, the butcher of Gujarat, and according to a few weeks ago, he was considered as the biggest criminal in the world, according to Google. So he made a hasty exit from South Africa because he thought they are going to arrest him. Well done to our Muslim Lawyers Association. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. We must put pressure upon them. Remember this. So Prigozhin or whatever, Prigozhin, he's dead. They did a DNA and what have you. So his history now. So 10 of them that in that plane crash that happened on Wednesday. So everybody dead, and they did all the DNA. So his history now. So who is this Prigozhin? He was a crook, basically criminal, there in St. Petersburg. Then he met a friend. That friend's name was Vladimir Putin, and he was doing some catering company. So he became the chef, you must remember, of Putin. And then he got elevated and became the big boss of Wagner. So now he's finished his history. Zimbabwe elections, another big shame by the ZANU-PF from 1980 right up to now, more than 43 years, and remember that no one has accepted it as a free and fair election. But you must hear the Minister of Justice speak, you will laugh, you know. So they call the President Mr. Crocodile Emerson, remember that. So that's another sad story, remember this. Now we come to Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the Hitler's children. So protesters in their thousands surrounded Bibi Netanyahu's house. And this was the 34th consecutive week, Saturday night, that the Jutlas were marching. In Tel Aviv alone, over 100,000 people were marching. And they're telling him, get out, you're not the legitimate government, and your two donkeys there with you, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, the settlers. Now they threatening, Netanyahu threatened, the deputy of Hamas, we are coming after you, and we're going to have a targeted assassination. So look at what he does. He is there in Beirut and Lebanon. He wears his uniform. He say, I'm waiting for you. Start. And now they're waiting. Who's going to attack first? You must remember this. So Hizbul Shaitan, Hizbullah say they're ready. And the Israelis say they're ready. But Israel knows that this will not be the time for them to attack, because they lost support locally, nationally, internationally. They are not a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation, remember that. With BRICS extending now with six other countries, 2024, so they will control about 40% of the economy of the world. So that will be a very, very good thing. Now in Australia, you had these Americans in their helicopters maneuvering and, you know, spying and what have you. So three Americans dead, dispatched to hellfire. Very good. We're very happy about that. After the helicopter crashed and five of them injured. They deserve it. They must get a good hiding. Remember that. So Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, you're doing the Muslims and people of justice a big favor, that you want to steal more and more in the West Bank. So the whole world now is getting convinced that you are an apartheid regime, and that is why that they don't know how to hide that and so forth. Listen to this story mentioned there in the Haaretz newspaper. Now you tell me this. A Palestinian mother who has 12 children, And she stayed, you must remember, in Israel for 30 years. Now, after 30 years, she's expelled. No, get out from Israel, go stay in Gaza. And this is now your Israeli justice system. The only language they understand, this haramis, is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And Saudi Arabia preparing for big, big musical jazz shows and all that. And this is Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya and Khadimul Haramain Sharifain wa Wali Ahdihi Al-Amin. So this is your Saudi Arabia, who claim to be the custodians of the two holy places and mosque, and every kufr that is possible they are allowing now. So they will allow alcohol certain places, they will allow fornication, adultery certain places with the soccer players, they will allow bikini beaches, they will allow cinemas in Medina Munawwara, but they are the Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, the great people, great inverted commas, serving the Ummah and the Waliyu Ahdihi, the Crown Prince, whole lot of them, the government, Murtad, Harami, Shaitan, and they are a disgrace to Muslims and Islam. The sooner they are kicked out, the better it is. Make dua for our brother, Mona Zahid Khan. Yesterday, a taxi drove into him. Allah Ta'ala saved him and his family, but obviously the car is damaged. Allah Ta'ala protect him, save him, and all of us and the entire Ummah. Min kulli su'in wa makruh. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, inshallah al-aziz. 2 to 2.30 will be report back, our trip to Fitas and there's Johannesburg. And then inshallah tonight will be the live Q&A with Mona Arafat and myself between 8 and 10, inshallah al-aziz.
Somebody says, Ustaz, after performing the farad of Maghrib, what jamaat, can one go home and perform the sunnah and nafil of Maghrib in combination with awabin? Remember, Mufti Sahab, the authorities closed the masjid quickly after salah due to security reasons. Ustaz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is sunnah to read the sunnah salat at home if you are sure you are going to read it. So remember that what you are suggesting after Maghrib salat. So you go home and you read two rakat, then another two, another two, and in that six rakats you are incorporating the two sunnat and muakkada with awabin, and you get the reward of 12 years ibadat and of worship as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Is a weak hadith but acceptable in Fada'il, yes, permissible. And the masajid should not be so hasty in just getting the people out and so forth. Give the people 10-15 minutes and so forth, and the more you read Salat, the more you read Quran, the more hifazat they will be. We all know what happened few days ago in Crosby in Muaz bin Jabal Masjid, where our brothers were assaulted and they went to hospital and clinic. So therefore, my advice to all of you, honorable ulama, trustees, and muswallis, wherever you are, especially in South Africa, so you must put that CCTV cameras and for security, and you must beef up your security. And some of you can carry guns also, remember that, who have license. I know in our masjid, Jami Masjid, some brothers, whenever they come, they got their guns. You will notice it, this camouflage. So if you don't say, you must take the law in your own hand, but we must be prepared also for emergencies. We can't be sitting ducks in our South Africa.
Somebody says here, AK, money is money. What makes money non-kosher in Islam and why? All are minted in fixed places. Colin, Ustaz.
Colin, my brother, you see, you must study the noble Quran. What you must do, my brother Colin, is this, that you must go to your Google and just press and insert Quran, Q-U-R-A-A-N, Q-U-R-A-A-N, made easy. And then you will see at the bottom, Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein, H-O-O-S-E-N. So you must go then, when you read it, go to chapter 2 and verses 275 to 279. Let me give you a lesson of history so you will understand, because you also got the herd mentality. So when you study capitalism, so what happens? They legalize interest. So me and you go and deposit 1,000 rand in the bank, And then they go and lend that same money out to people, and they make that 10,000 rand. That is called your fractional banking, and so forth and so on. And therefore, this is a crime against humanity. So Almighty Allah says, all forms of interest, you must remember, are totally haram and not permissible. And it's the only place in the Quran, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. And Almighty Allah states in chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain and refrain from interest, usury, riba, sood, viaj, I gave you in 4 or 5 languages, فَأَذَنُوا, then be prepared, بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brother Colin, I want to pose one question to you. Do you know the amount of poverty in America? Do you know the amount of poverty in UK and Britain? Do you know the amount of poverty there in Europe and in other countries? So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This is your direct result of capitalism, that you have cartels, you have the oligarchy who control everything, and the masses are treated just like asses. Therefore, it's a crime against humanity. So money is money, but remember, when that money does not filter down, then it becomes a curse, and that is what's happening in all your countries basically today. Your second system, that's a curse system, is, you must remember, your secularism. What is the meaning of secularism? Did you ever wonder and ponder over it? Yet religion is a private affair. You must just practice in your house. Don't come tell us about religion. That is what the secularists speak. And they say that secularism means you must move away from God, Almighty Allah. Don't come tell us about God. نَفْعَلُ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. We will do with our assets, our money, property, as we wish. And then democracy, another satanic system, because masses are asses. Now, you will see, Zimbabwe will tell you that Emerson warned the crocodile, 53%, and then the opposite guy is crying, Nelson, so you must remember that, and he will tell you, whatever their names are, you must remember, sometimes we confuse their names also, so, but the leader is called Crocodile, so you must remember, he says he won 53%, the opposition say they won the elections, so everywhere is rigged, what you think, your American elections and all that, so all rigged, yo, that is what happens, because the masses are asses and they treat you like that. So don't be a fool, my brother Colin.
Somebody says, inform Mufti AK, the Google article on Modi G has been retracted. Ustad.
Yes, we mentioned it already, brother. Don't come tell us stale news. You must remember. Therefore, I said even now, I said a few weeks ago, Google had it. We know about that. Don't come tell us stale news. The fact remains, that stain will remain on Modi, that he's the butcher of, you must remember, Gujarat in 2002, responsible for the murder of over 2,000 Muslims. And remember, Google carried him in the beginning of August. We're going to the ending of August now. So you must remember, as the biggest criminal in the world, and when he came to South Africa, it was a public relations disaster for him. Remember that. Number one, on the plane they had drama. He said, what you sending some inferior and in so small minister here? I must have the president welcoming me, or the deputy president. And then when they had their photo, so they put him in the second row, not in the front row. And then when they grilled him about Manipur and treating the Muslims as second, third class citizens, so therefore he made a hasty exit. And I don't think Modi will ever come back to South Africa. And then all the protesters, that the Hitler is, Modi is the Hitler, the butcher of Gujarat, he is the Dracula of India and the world, so much disgrace for him that he will never ever forget, you must remember.
I see I've got here, I think it's Isa from Abu Dhabi. He says, Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum. What is the benefit of living in South Africa? I'm Isa from Abu Dhabi. We're planning to come and live there and to do business. Ustad.
My brother Isa, you know your meaning of your name, my brother, in Abu Dhabi. Wa alaykum as-salam, my brother. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. Isa, fair in complexion and a leader. Sayyida Maryam, Maryam al-Batul, Maryam al-Azra. Maryam means to be a abida, worship of Almighty Allah. Azra, the virgin. Batul, al-Munqatiya anil rijal. She moved away from the toxic society and the men and so forth and went to a pure place and a chaste place. She was so pure and chaste herself. You want to come to South Africa to do business? Ahlan wa sahlan, my brother. You want to come live here permanently? Very bad decision. Don't even put it as an option. You must remember this, that is not safe for you or for your children. You don't hear now in the weekend, they attacked our mosque also. Every day there are 80, 82 murders in South Africa. Every day there are more than 50 rapes in South Africa. You want to bring your child, your children here? Sit quietly in Abu Dhabi. Or there you must remember this type of things. And I will not advise you there to come and live here. You want to do business? 100% come do business. You want to enroll your sons here in the Darul Uloom, in the madrasa? Very good, do that. But for you to come and live here with your wife and all that, you sit quietly in Abu Dhabi. Al-Mustasharu Mu'tamanun. So that is what the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. People with whom you make mashura and consult, we must give you honest advice. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, that's my honest advice to you. Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha. I'm giving you sincere advice, my brother. And it's hadith in Sahih Muslim. We in the South Africa for over 100 years. I'm not 100 years. My family, father, parents, grandparents, all of us. So that is our beloved South Africa. You can't live here, brother. Yes, you come do business, go up and down, fine, no problem with that.
I see Joshua says, AK, what would happen if Israel said to Hamas, for every rocket you launch at Israel, no matter where it lands, we will send 3. For every Iron Dome missile we have to use, we will send 10 unguided rockets. Joshua, Ustad.
Joshua, your brains is in your rifle, you know. That is your trouble. You must remember that you got no brains, because Quran says that. You must remember that. Surah 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. That you think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. So you must remember the jutlas, the terrorists, the super terrorists, Zionists, all of them, Hitler's children, they are a nation who got no brains. Quran is saying that. The nonsense you talk, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. Let's start with Ben Gurion. Ben Gurion said that we, the Zionists, we invaded this Palestine. And if we it was the opposite, then we also should oppose it and fight. But what will happen is the old will die and the young will forget. Mistake number one. The old people passed away, but the young are not forgetting. They're fighting and they're going to liberate Palestine from you, the super terrorists of the world. Golda Meir, you in Cape Town, go, don't get fooled by the Zionist media. They're trying to romanticize. You must remember the movie and all that. Whole lot of them are war criminals. Whether it's Golda Meir, whether it's Ben Gurion, whether it's Ariel Sharon, whether it's Lapid, whether it's Barak, or whether it's who and who, and now Bibi, whole lot war criminals. So you must remember that. Then they came with who? She used to say, Golda Meir, we will never forgive the Arabs that for forcing us to kill their children. That's what the tactic of the Jutla, the Harami, the cursed nation is. They always want to play victim and so forth and so on. I'm asking you 4 questions, you Harami, Jutla, Joshua. So JJ, nice one there, Jutla, Joshua. So you must remember that, write it on your forehead and on your rifle also. So you must remember this, who invaded who? If Russia invaded Ukraine and they are war criminals and terrorists, so you invading Palestine for 75 years and your 3 donkeys there, BB, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, say we must steal more land of West Bank. So who are the crooks and who are the real terrorists? Occupation is terrorism. Who is murdering innocent children, I'm asking you? So who murdered two-year-old Muhammad Tamim this year? Who murdered, you must remember, 2001 Muhammad Durra? I'm asking you. Third one, who is murdering the innocent journalists? So you must remember Shirin Abu Akila, American citizen, and she's a Palestinian and not a Muslim Christian, and you murder her and say the file is closed, and then you say you want peace. So which kind of peace you want, you must remember. And all these Arab countries that you have made so-called peace with them, Saudi Arabia under the table, Emirates above the table, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, they're all non-Muslims as far as the governments go. The Muslims, they hate you the most because you're a cursed nation. You're cursed by Allah. You are the people who changed the Torah. You are murderers of prophets and messengers. And our khafal like Ronnie, so you know Ronnie Kessler's, used to call you baby killers, and we endorse this statement. That's what you are. Jojutla Joshi, Josh Joshua.
Ustaz, one more quickly. It says a sister Alina. She says, why do Jehovah's Witnesses call their God Jehovah when that name has almost nothing in common with the actual name of the God used in the Torah? Alina, Ustaz.
You must remember that all these people, my sister Alina, I don't know, let me just quickly give you a lesson on Islam, because some Muslim people also, if you want to keep this name, Alina and so forth, then the best way to pronounce it is Alina, Alina. A-L-L-E-E-N-A. So Allina ma qata'atum millinatin, Quran says. So Allina will mean the superior type of dates. Excellent name to keep for you. A-L-L-E-E-N-A. So we just discuss your name. You see, my sister, people will give different names to God Almighty Allah. They will call him Yahweh, they'll call him God, they will call him Khuda, Kulunkulu, whatever does that. So on the name, we don't have a problem. But you must remember this, when they start saying he has a son, when he starts saying they have partners or daughters or whatever, or they are intermediaries, they tell God what to do. So all that is blasphemous and shirk and polytheism. So Almighty Allah is one and alone and unique. If you study the Jewish report, when they write God, then you will see the zero. They don't make it there, the O. So they just make some sign there like that. So when you say that God, G-O-D, then it refers to all these idols and deities. And if you say God, capital G, then there's one only. He has no parents, no children, no partners, no associates. He is the only Khaliq and the creator of the entire universe. We leave it there. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, tonight Q&A with Mawlana Arafat and myself. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.